Yeah, very happy in the league. I think we lost four matches by a point. We had a draw and we lost another two matches by 2 points. So to actually come out the right side of one of those games is brilliant for us. We would have been very happy with our first half. Our second half was nowhere near good enough. But the last 10 minutes, when it really mattered, our boys stood up, and that's our take-home from today, is that last 10 minutes.
Yeah, let's look at the first half. Look, St Michael's had the one behind their back. They'd probably be disappointed not to go on further ahead. Like, there's only 1 point between the sides, but you would have been coming out into that second half thinking you'd have the advantage of the one, maybe push on from the first half display.
Yeah, we were very happy with the first half. To be only 1 point down with the strong wind that they had, we were very happy, and we put good heat on them when they were in scoring zones, and we turned them over a few times and we slowed them up and we had the ball ourselves. We didn't force it too much, although we did get turned over with a few bad turnovers. But yeah, we were very happy with the first half, but whatever happened in the second half then, we just didn't back it up at all.
Yeah, you didn't get your first score in the second half, maybe 13 minutes into the second half, so it wasn't looking good at that stage because the Mikes had a lot of the possession.
Yeah, it was looking very poor now, and it was just deja vu from some of the league games where we might have had good first halves and then the second halves weren't up to scratch. So look, always something to work on after these games, whether you win or lose. So definitely that second half would be a concern considering the wind we had. But it was just a bit of complacency and thinking the wind's going to win you the game. But we know well enough down here at this stage, the wind's never going to win you a game. You have to make use of it.
That score from Daryl Boyle out on the left-hand side, a massive maybe turning point and a massive score for you at that stage of the game.
Yeah, that was huge because he had missed kind of an easier one a couple of minutes before that. So, but in fairness to Dara, he is practicing, he's down here kicking, so he backed himself to stick it the second time, and that's what the top players do. You know, they might miss one, but the next one then is just a reset and they go at it again as if they've never kicked that previous wide. So fair play to Dara, that was a huge score now. It really was important to bring us back into within touching distance.
And had an opportunity to goal then maybe in the last 5 minutes of the game as well. Look, the ball went over the bar, you'd have been happy with that score, but talk us through the last couple of minutes of the game. It ended with 34 minutes on the clock and you ended up just edging ahead by that point. Massive score at the end.
Yeah, that goal chance was crazy. Now two great opportunities put away and we didn't, so you know, something else to be looking at. But yeah, going into the last few minutes, we went a point up. Michael's won the next kick out. They got a score off it. I think was that from the breach maybe, and we were caught with two up, which again is just should not be happening from our point of view, and something we'll be talking about. But they won the next kick out then, and I think they went for the winner and it dropped short into our keeper's hands, and we went up and worked the winning score. So it was chaotic. Now I haven't heard scenes like it in Marygallen for a while, so it was just great to come out the right side.
Yeah, and the keeper Patrick McGillivray involved as well in that play.
Yeah, Pádraig's great on the ball. You know, when the ball comes into his hand, you know, he's going to pick out a pass or he's going to do the right thing in it. We've played him outfield a few times this year as well, so you're always confident that he'll do the right thing with the ball, and he set up that move and we didn't hang about. We just got up the pitch and worked the scoring. Could hit the post first and then fell into our hands and went over. But look, you need a bit of luck sometimes, and especially in championship football, so we got that today.
Listen, round one out of the way with victory. Now you'll be looking ahead now to capitalising on the next one.
Yeah, Neve Columba away next week. They had a great season this year so far, and they're looking to build on their intermediate success last year. So it'll be a long journey for our boys going down there looking for 2 points. We won our four group games last year, and you know, it'd be nice to do the same again, but nothing's ever easy. Like, we were at home today and people might be expecting you to win by a few points at home, but we won by a point. So if we go down to Glen next week and win by a point, we'll be delighted with that. But to try and get a few bodies back as well, you know, we're still tight on numbers, so the boys are doing good work away from the pitch too to get back. There's about four or five to come back, so we'll be looking forward to hopefully getting them back on the pitch too.